Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We've also need to focus on things local and what is happening in South Africa. Is South Africa heading towards becoming a failed state? And I think we use that term very, very easily as we try and grab headlines and grab people's attention to be heard. We use the word, the expression failed state a lot. But what does it actually mean? Sandile Swane, political analyst, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Jolly good, Howard, and good morning to your listeners.
The word, the expression failed state, we're seeing it more and more. And I always wonder if it's just a way of being a bit dramatic or if it's something that is real. Can we understand what a failed state is?
Yes, Howard, we can understand what a failed state is, but your first remarks first, which is the Institute of Risk Management of South Africa has published a formal report on this topic that indeed South Africa is headed towards a failing state or becoming a failing state. The auditor, the Director General of National Treasury, made the same statement. Dodo Mokgojane made the same statement. So we are finding that it is not just one loose journalist over there one business tycoon over there, but formal institutions, or at least people who are part of the establishment, the upper class and the ruling elites, are starting to use that term as well among themselves and insiders for that matter. The concept of a failed state, there are certain indicators that you would use to look at and say, is this a failing state or a failed state? Number one, the rule of law. When the rule of law is collapsing or has collapsed, you say that is a failed state. For an example, if a person like President Jacob Zuma, former President Jacob Zuma, is sent to jail without serving his sentence, he is released under dubious circumstances. Also, there's an insurrection from within the ruling party that damages provinces, damages economic infrastructure, and it is clearly known who is behind this, or at least the group of people that is behind this, and no elites and fat cats and ringleaders are arrested and prosecuted. It's clear that the state is failing to uphold the rule of law. You are starting to see scenarios of vigilantism, which means that your police and law enforcement agencies, the security agencies, are not working. You see things like Operation Dudula, people wanting to arrest or to punish illegal immigrants, as they put it. Others in El Dorado Park, in El Dorado Park, forming vigilante groups to root out all the known thieves that they believe are the known thieves who are stealing cables and damaging infrastructure. And all sorts of things, others forming vigilante groups to say they are going to finish with drug dealing and so on and so forth. Those are signs, and then that gradually evolves and it becomes private armies. It starts as vigilante groups, then it becomes private armies and so on and so forth. You see a collapse of infrastructure where almost daily now we are seeing the stripping of Eskom transformers, the stripping of electrical wires, stripping off railways continuously to the point that some of the railways are no longer working. We've seen utilities like Eskom being rendered irrelevant in terms of supplying the basic services that are supposed to be supplied. We've seen 68% of the municipalities being declared financially incapacitated, and so on and so forth. So those are the signs of a failing state, where things that are supposed to be the reserve of the state have oozed out of the state, and various groups who have no specific legal mandate to take up those duties are now taking up those duties, and the state is unable to regain control of such things. And the last one I will mention is territorial integrity. Our borders exist in word only. You can come into South Africa through the ocean, through land, you can cross a river, you can get into the country from any direction as you wish.
So all of this, in your view, it does indicate that that indeed these aren't just words. There's a very, very real situation where South Africa is becoming a failed state. If we look at all of these aspects that you've listed one after the other.
Yes, yes. I think that, Howard, we are very optimistic people, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But successful people need to be optimistic realists.
Right.
You need to be able and say, I've made this mess. I'm in a mess. I'm in a hole. Let me be realistic about that and then create a better future. But don't deny that at the moment you're sinking and you need to get out of this hole.
Do you think that there's any recognition? You know, because what I've observed is it's almost a flip-flopping, that there are times that the president will write a letter about load shedding and he'll own it and he'll talk about state capture and the fact that we're in a mess and it's unacceptable. But then there are other times that he's quite horrified that people want reassurance that the disaster funding for KwaZulu-Natal is not going to go missing. And he's quite disappointed in us for being disappointed in them. So there are moments of clarity, but then that seems to disappear. What is your view on that? Are we making progress with acknowledging the mess that has been created?
You must remember that the president in the present circumstances is in a very awkward position. And obviously, personalities matter as well.
Mm.
The issue is that, on the one hand, he's got to keep 2024 elections in mind. So he's got to circulate propaganda that says, under my presidency, in as much as things have been bad in the past, we are actually solidly on a footing that is taking us forward. And unfortunately, as soon as he says that, actual concrete events start to happen. As an example, when maybe he changed his words from insurrection in June to just merely unrest, Parliament starts burning and people start switching off lights while he's still speaking. Then he's got to start looking to the left and the right and behind himself, he's nervous. And then the business community says, no, you've got to start building. The likes of Adrian Gore and others start saying, you must build confidence in investors, although you see the house is on fire. So he is schizophrenic. He wants to build business confidence. He wants to build voter confidence so that they can give him a second term, give the ANC another term, etc., etc. So he's combining a number of things, but at the apex of it all, is his own political survival.
And that is unfortunately all that we have time for, but a very, very interesting take and a very interesting conversation. What do you think? 34519 or 0618951019. That was Sandile Swane. He's a political analyst talking to us about South Africa. Is it indeed headed to becoming a failed state? It's 7 o'clock. Good morning.